And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Jason, I was just getting ready to call you.
Tell him to get himself over here. Daylight's burning and the fish are jumping.
You heard your Uncle Willie. He's champing at the bit.
Dad,
I'm just finishing the sandwiches for lunch. The tent and the fishing poles are packed, but we need more bait.
Worms, Jason. We need worms.
So if you could just stop by the bait shop on your way here and
Dad,
you can grab
go.
Some... What?
I can't go.
What's wrong? What'd he say?
He says he can't go.
He can't go? Why?
Well, I'm about to find out. Why not, Jason?
I just got word I'm taking possession of the warehouse today.
I thought you were still negotiating with the owner.
Well, I was, but he called and said he'd lower the price. So I'm signing the papers this morning.
Well, that shouldn't take too long. You can join us later.
I could, but I really want to get a jump on things. Start moving stuff out of J&J's storage room. It's packed to the rafters with more on the way. I've already called the movers. Mm.
Forget work, Jason. Don't be a stick in the mud. Come have fun.
Tell him I wish I could. I'll make it up to you both, I promise.
You need some downtime, son. You moved back to Odyssey to relax and take life easier, but you seem to be busier now than ever.
I know, Dad, and I plan to pull back. I really do. But you did teach me that I should never put off till tomorrow what I can do today, right?
I hate it when you quote me back to me.
I really am sorry, Dad.
I know. Well, try not to work too hard. Now call if you need anything.
I won't. And I will. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bill. Advertisement. Oh, a postcard from Wooten and Penny. Nice. Dear Jason... Having a great time in London. Wooten got to sing with the Pool Boys, his favorite band. Did you know they drive on the wrong side of the road here? What a world. Oh, hi there. Welcome to Triple J's Antiques.
I'm sorry, Triple J's? The sign says J&J's Antiques.
That's what we used to be called. Long story. Anyway, I'm Jason Whitaker. How can I help you?
My name is James Tolliver. I'm looking for a piece from my father's estate. A music box. It was brought in here when he died a few years ago.
Brought in? But not by you?
No. By my brother, Quentin.
Okay. Well, let me check the inventory on the computer. It's at Tolliver's. Your father's name, Balthazar Tolliver?
Yes.
Oh, great name.
And he lived up to every syllable of it. Do you have the music box?
Well, it looks like most of the furniture's been sold off, including a roll-top desk that my father apparently bought. So that's where that desk came from. We still have several boxes of books, but no music box. Sorry about that.
So it was sold?
Well, not by us. There's no record of a music box listed in the estate inventory. Are you sure your brother brought it here?
It said this is where he brought everything.
Sorry?
Long story.
Well, if you don't mind telling me, it might help us find what you're looking for.
Right. Okay. Well, I've been away from my family for quite a while, so I wasn't around when my father died. Then, last month, my mother also died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I came back to get her house in order, and as I was going through her things, I found this.
Oh, a music box cylinder. It's always fascinated me how little raised bumps on a metal cylinder can play a tune. We do have music boxes that play cylinders. One right up there, in fact. I've never seen a gold cylinder before. This is beautiful.
There was a letter with it from my mother. She said it was my father's last bequest that I have this. The letter also says, "With the music within, a mystery begins."
Wow, that's intriguing. Well, there's an engraving here along the right edge. Let me see. My Greatest Treasures, SBFM, Orsay, G. Madge. Song title, composer's name, and key signature, I'm guessing?
Yes. According to the letter, my father had the cylinder and the music box for it specially made. I assume that Orsay was a famous composer.
Oh, I've never heard of him.
Neither had I, and I can't find out anything about him either.
Well, you know, I'm sure this will fit in that music box up there, and I think it's a G major box as well. Should we give it a try?
Sure, go ahead.
Ooh, that's heavier than it looks. Let's see. Yep, G major. All right, so take this one out. Put yours in. Fits perfectly. Close the lid. Wind it up, and... Ooh, wow. This is terrible.
Yeah, I've played the cylinder on other music boxes with the same results. That's why I'm looking for the original box. I'm sure it'll play properly on it.
Well, the tune of a music box comes from the musical comb inside of it. It's the bumps on the cylinder hitting the tines of the comb that make the tune. So as long as you have a box with a comb in the correct key, like this one, it really ought to work.
Mr. Whitaker, my father loved beautiful music. I refuse to believe that this was his last bequest to me.
Wait. That is good. That is very, very good.
What? Do you recognize the tune?
No, it's not a tune. Forget the notes you hear. Concentrate on the rhythm.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the rhythm.
The composer is not SFBM Orsay. It's SFB Morse. Samuel Finley Breese Morse. This is Morse code.
I can't believe my father left me a final message in Morse code.
Yeah. T. I take it he liked puzzles, huh?
Very much so.
H. He was a clever man. First, you need to figure out this is a puzzle. I. And then you need to figure out what the code says. Very clever.
Yes, he was.
N. Okay, well, that's it.
What does it say?
It actually seems to be a riddle in verse. For the treasures you seek that will set your mind free, Kant holds the code, Descartes holds the key. Read code and key in order to win. To use them correctly, you must look within.
Kant, Descartes, looking within? Sounds like he wanted me to study philosophy.
Or philosophers. But don't forget, these are clues. They could have another meaning.
Such as?
Suppose they're not figures of speech, but literal.
So, Kant holds the code, Descartes holds the key. You think that's an actual code and key?
Possibly.
Say you're right. A code and key to what? And where are they? They could be anywhere.
Again, the clue is in the poem. Read code and key.
Read... books!
I told you, we still have boxes of books in the Tolliver Estate inventory.
Are they here?
Well, unless my workers have moved them to the new warehouse, yeah. Follow me. They should be here with the T's. Taylor, Tolkien... here. Tolliver and the Tolliver Library. Hold off on taking these to the warehouse just yet, Rufus.
Will do, Mr. Whitaker. Are we good on the other boxes?
As long as they don't say Tolliver, yeah.
Got it. Okay, boys.
Let's see. Robert Louis Stevenson, James Joyce, Henry James...
Immanuel Kant. Oh, and another Kant. And René Descartes. And another Descartes.
That's it. Okay, you take the Kant, I'll take the Descartes.
I found something. A piece of paper. 31979. A code?
Sounds like one to me. And look what Descartes revealed.
A key. Okay, so now what?
Back to the poem. Remember the last line?
To use them correctly, you must look within. Within what? What does it mean?
I believe it means you were right. To know how to use the code and the key correctly, you need to look in the original music box.
Which we don't have.
Nah, but your brother might. Quentin, when you first came in, you said you thought he brought it here. You need to call him.
I can't.
Well, if you don't have his number, I've got one for him in the computer.
No, I can't call him.
Why not?
I...
Look, Mr. Tolliver...
My name isn't Tolliver.
Oh.
It's Churchill. James Churchill. My mother was the Tolliver's housekeeper. I don't know who my real father is, but... When we moved into the Tolliver house, Balthazar became the closest thing I had to a father. And he treated me like a son. When I got the cylinder and the letter, I just wanted to hear the song. Something he wrote just for me.
But you weren't the only one who was supposed to hear it, were you?
No. The letter said Quentin had the music box and that Balthazar wanted the two of us to be together when the cylinder was played.
Well, then why don't you...
Because Quentin and I don't exactly get along, and he never liked his father much either. I just wanted to hear the cylinder, that's all. So I
thought it would be easier if you became a Tolliver.
Yes.
Well, the only one who knows anything about the music box is Quentin. I can call him if you'd like.
Fine. Call him.
Hello?
Mr. Tolliver, thanks for coming. I'm Jason Whittaker. We spoke on the phone.
Where is he?
Hello, Quentin.
Then it's true. You've been going around telling everyone you're my brother.
Not everyone, just Mr. Whittaker.
You think that excuses it? How dare you try to steal my family's name? And how dare you try to steal that music cylinder? Hand it over.
I didn't steal it. Balthazar sent it to my mother, along with this letter, saying that she should give it to me. It also says that you had the music box, and that Balthazar wanted us to be together when we played it. See for yourself.
Is this your father's handwriting, Mr. Tolliver?
Yes, but James here could have forged it. Why didn't you just come to me sooner with this, Churchill?
Because I only discovered it after my mother's funeral a few weeks ago. That's when I found the cylinder and the letter. And I also found this with them.
A newspaper clipping?
Yes, saying that J&J's Antiques had acquired Balthazar's estate from Quentin to sell on consignment. This clipping is dated 2 days after he died, Quentin.
I don't have to justify my actions to you.
You couldn't wait to sell his possessions as fast as you could.
And why not? They're the only inheritance he left me. He squandered everything else on bad investments, ridiculous games, and worthless causes.
He gave to the poor and needy. If you hadn't been so busy trying to be Mr. Upper Crust Society guy, you'd know how kind-hearted and fun-loving he was.
Yes, well, he fun-loved his family right into poverty. The only thing I have left is his name, and now you're trying to steal that.
I told you, I'm not trying to steal anything. And you're hardly living in poverty, Quentin. I just wanted to get the music box back so I could hear the song on this cylinder the way he meant for us to hear it. And now it turns out it's not a song at all.
Then what is it?
It's a message, written in Morse code. I wrote it down. Here, see for yourself.
Treasure?
Looks like your father might have left you more than just furniture after all, Mr. Tolliver.
Well, that would be unexpected. But why couldn't he just say, here's your inheritance, spend wisely? No, he had to make us play games. Songs that aren't songs, a search for codes and keys.
We've already found the code and key, Quentin.
You have?
That's why we need the music box.
I don't remember there being a lock or a keyhole on the music box.
The code and key might refer to later pieces of the puzzle. In any case, we'll need the original music box to know for sure.
So, Quentin, do you still have it?
I sold it.
Sold it?
It didn't have a cylinder in it. It was just a useless box, so I brought the more valuable pieces of the estate here to J&J's, and the less valuable things I sold in a yard sale.
You sold your father's custom-made music box in a yard sale?
How was I supposed to know it was actually worth something?
Mr. Tolliver, can you remember who bought it?
Well, let me see. I remember the box being on a table. Yes, it was a tall man. Thin, balding, soft-spoken, kept going on and on about these kids who were putting on a play, and he'd been looking for a prop like the box.
This man, he didn't mention his name, did he?
If he did, I don't recall it. Oh, I do remember he said he was a pastor. Yes, at Odyssey Community Church.
Do you know this church, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm a member, and my uncle is the current pastor.
Do you think they'd still have the music box?
There's only one way to find out. Just let me tell my workers I'm leaving and we'll go.
Wait, will the church just let us in?
It's a church. They let everyone in.
can't believe the box is still here after all these years.
And it was right where Connie said it would be.
I wish they'd kept better care of it. It's all scratched up.
Who cares? Getting what's in it is the important thing, if we can get in it.
Well, we're about to find out.
The bottom is a drawer.
There's something in it. What is it?
It's a drawing of a roll-top desk.
What?
But there's another clue here. One place more, and you can stop. Use code and key neath the desk's roll top. It even points out right where to use them. Here, look.
Unbelievable.
Well, where's the desk? Back at your store?
No. As I told James this morning, my father bought it. The desk is at our house. Come in, gentlemen.
You're sure your father won't mind?
If he were here, he'd be just as curious as I am. The desk is right over here. Now, according to the drawing, the keyhole is under a fake knot, which should be under my dad's desk calendar. Oh.
What is it?
Mr. Whittaker, are you all right?
Huh? Yeah, it's nothing. Just some dates I've forgotten. Here, let me move the calendar, and there's the knot.
I don't see a keyhole.
The knot must be covering it.
Then dig it out of there.
Hey, hand me that letter opener.
Here. Hurry up.
Oh, it pops right out. And there's the keyhole.
Here's the key.
Nothing happened.
That's why we need the code. The drawing shows the rolling tumblers for the combination lock at the top of this cubbyhole. Yeah. Here, you feel them?
Yeah, they're embedded. You'd never see them if you weren't looking for them.
Where's that code?
Oh, right here. 31979. What?
That's my birthday.
Nine, there.
A secret panel. Open it.
Easy, Mr. Tolliver. You'll damage the panel.
Who cares about the desk? What's in there?
I've got it.
It's a book.
Not just a book. It's a Bible.
What? Is that it? There's nothing else?
I don't see anything. This is it.
Give me that.
Easy, easy.
No. No, it can't be. It's the same one.
You've seen this before?
Oh, yes. My father gave it to me when I graduated from high school. I was valedictorian, and he asked me what I wanted as a reward, and I said a new car. The next day, he gave me a box, and I opened it, expecting to find the keys. But do you know what I found instead? This. A Bible. He could have easily afforded a car, but he delighted in playing his games. So I slammed it down on his desk, this desk, and stormed out. And then spent years watching helpless as he frittered away the family fortune. And now he's done it to me again. More games, more riddles, no fortune, no treasure. He couldn't care less about his own son.
Quentin, it's a gift from your father.
Gift? Here's what I think of his gift.
Hey, you're a guest here, remember? You need to calm down.
I'm sorry. I just never understood that man. Everything he did seemed like an intentional act to push me away.
Huh. Quentin, did you bother opening that Bible all those years ago?
No. Why would I?
Because if you had, you would have seen this. It flew out when you threw it just now.
It's the title to a car.
With your name on it.
It was in the Bible? More games. And now that car dealership is probably out of business.
Is that all you care about? He loved you.
James, something else also fell out of the Bible. Something that concerns you. Here.
What is it?
A note. Dear James, if you're reading this, then you obviously got the cylinder and have deciphered all of the clues. Well done. I hope Quentin was part of it. I wanted this to be an experience that would draw the two of you closer together, since, as you may know, Quentin and I have drifted apart. Family should be close. Yes, I said family, for that is what you are. Your father was my brother, Melchior Tolliver, So you see, my dear boy, you are my nephew and Quentin's cousin.
What?
Our parents disowned Melchior when he married. Then Melchior died shortly after you were born and left you and your mother virtually penniless. So I made arrangements for you both to come live with us under the guise of your mother being our housekeeper, using her maiden name, Churchill. James, I love you and tried to raise you as though you were my own son, to give you the attention and affection that Quentin never seemed to want from me. Now that I am gone, though, I want you to know, I want you and Quentin to be family, the family that we all should have been. I regret that I never made it happen while I was alive. I hope what's in this Bible will bind and cover you both now that I'm gone. Much love to my boys, your father, Balthazar. Father.
Words. Empty words. You see what he does to people he supposedly cared about? Even after he's dead and gone, he still causes them pain. Congratulations, cousin. You wanted to be a Tolliver, and now you are, for all the good it'll do you.
I'm sorry, James.
Sorry? For what? I couldn't be happier.
Really?
Well, I do wish I'd found this note sooner, but it's better than any treasure. It's from my father.
Yes. Well, I guess this Bible belongs to you now.
Then I'll take it happily. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
There's something stuck in the binding behind the cover. It's kind of tight. There.
What is it?
Treasure.
I'm sorry?
Real treasure. Look.
This is a financial document. If this is right, your father wasn't penniless. Far from it. He had bank accounts with millions of dollars in them.
To be divided equally between my sons, Quentin and James.
Looks like Quentin will get what he wanted after all. And congratulations. You are a very wealthy man, too.
Yeah. But, you know, I'd give it all to Quentin, or to anybody if it meant I could have just one more day, even one more minute with my father.
Oh! Oh! Now let's see, that makes 12 for me and what? 2 for you.
Ah, laugh it up, fish boy. We'll see who's laughing at the end of the day.
Maybe you just need better bait.
Jason!
There he is! Have a seat. Finally finished all your work?
No, not by a long shot. But I decided that this was more important.
Oh, what made you change your mind?
I just dealt with two men. One who, when his father was alive, wouldn't have spent 5 minutes with him. The other, who would give up a vast fortune just to have 5 minutes more with his dad. And I also saw a calendar with 3 father-son fishing dates on it. All canceled by the son for no good reason.
And just where did you see this calendar?
That's a long story. Let's just say it all made me realize that I've been neglecting one of the most important things in my life. Spending time with you. I'm really sorry for that, Dad.
It's all right, son. You're here now, and that's all that matters. Now let's crack open that bait and show this pretender here how real fishing is done.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait. Who's the pretender?
What's this?
In the book of Proverbs, King Solomon spends a lot of time teaching his son about God, his ways, his wisdom, and his power and glory. Solomon did this in hopes that his son would grow up obeying and loving the Lord. God puts parents in our lives so that they can teach us more about Him. Ask your parents to read the Bible with you and tell you what they've learned about God. You'll be making memories and learning lessons that last a lifetime. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Fathers and Sons was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound designed by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Townsend Coleman, Andre Stoika, Matt Lowe, Alistair James, and Gregory Jabara.
And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.